Hey everyone, welcome to your Harry Potter Lexicon Minute. I'm Steve Van Der Ark, creator and editor-in-chief of the Harry Potter Lexicon website. If you like this podcast, why not give us a review over on iTunes? It really helps a lot. The 13th chapter of Order of the Phoenix is called Detention with Dolores. And I think it's fair to say that those detention scenes dominate our reading. I don't know if there's a more disturbing passage in any of the Potter books in the last half of this chapter. I honestly can't imagine being able to write more than the first word while each letter cut into my skin, much less writing that whole sentence over and over. But there's a lot more going on in this chapter than just that horrific detention. The first half takes us into the challenges and frustrations of the fifth year at Hogwarts. OWL lectures, homework piling up, grim teachers that just might make us fans think twice about wanting to attend Hogwarts. Rowling continues to use the weather motif to mirror Harry's mood. We read, "Rain pounded on the window panes as they strode along the empty corridors back to Gryffindor Tower. Harry felt as though his first day had lasted a week, but he still had a mountain of homework to do before bed." And the next day, the following day dawned just as leaden and rainy as the previous one. Hagrid was still absent from the staff table at breakfast. The next day, Harry experiences a mixture of lows, Hagrid still missing and Malfoy's taunting, and highs, Luna and Ernie proclaiming their support of him. The weather is similarly mixed. The day had become cool and breezy, and as they walked along the sloping lawn toward Hagrid's cabin on the edge of the Forbidden Forest, they felt the occasional drop of rain on their faces. Along with the dark, difficult classes, we're also treated to a number of unsettling subplots. Hermione and Ron's bickering is a constant background theme. Fred and George's experiments on first years and Hermione telling them off set some of our favorite characters against each other. The elf hats around Gryffindor Tower, and more importantly, the fact that they disappear every night, is a small mystery which won't be solved for many chapters. Ron's strange behavior about what he's doing in the evenings pops up a couple of times, although thankfully we're not left to wonder about this for long. All in all, Chapter 13 is as unsettling as the weather. Rowling is certainly taking Harry and us down a dark, uncertain path. That's it for this Harry Potter Minute. And if you want to lose yourself in Harry Potter canon, head on over to the Harry Potter Lexicon website at www.hp-lexicon.org. We'll be back soon with another Harry Potter Lexicon Minute.